it's neat to be around really intelligent doctors like that, and to listen to their side of it and to learn from them. And it just opened my eyes a lot up to you know, the possibilities that are there. You know, and then obviously being a pet lover and having two dogs of our own and everything else, it's just it's neat to see the research that's going into that, and obviously bringing a lot of awareness and stuff like that from the racetrack, because they can't do this without, you know, the money and donations and stuff like that. So proud to represent it, and look forward to a big weekend here in Vegas with it.
Tremendous. That's good stuff. Start with Jeff and then go to Mike.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Clint, I thought after Atlanta, I was like, oh, wow, the Fords are really good. And everybody said, no, you can't judge off Atlanta. That's not like a true mile and a half because the tires and everything. So I don't get it. When can we start trying to figure out who's going to be good this season?
It is funny. We say the same thing after Daytona. Ah, that's not the real season. And then if they have a bad run in Atlanta, well, that's not really the regular season either. If you run good at Atlanta last weekend, I'm going to tell you, hell yeah, that's what you get to see all weekend long or all year long. But, you know, this obviously this repave out here, the grip level, the tire that we run is similar to, you know, the feel, I guess, within the car that you'll have at a lot of these tracks. I mean, it is a lot different. You go to Atlanta, you're slipping and sliding around. You come here and the car's instantly, you know, a lot faster. The grip level, the comfort in the sidewall of the tire and the stiffness of the tire, it's just a whole different animal of what you're fighting. Throw in the wind aspect of it and things like that. But this is the feel, like even going to that short track and Phoenix next week, you know, you'll have that same type of feel with this tire. So there is a little bit of truth to that. Mike, still feels good to run good though.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Speaking of the wind, much of a factor in practice or not?
Yeah. You know, you it's just like anything else, same for everybody, right? You're worried about it when you get in a car, you're like, man, what's it going to do? But you know, the same characteristics are what your struggles are in the car. Obviously, yes, it affects the balance of the car, where you pick up that headwind or maybe lose it as you're going through the corner, or you know, which end of the racetrack that you're going through. So you definitely feel its presence. You know, lose the nose a little bit in 3 and 4, and you know, in the middle of 1 and 2 as you change that direction.
Any other questions for Clint? Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net, PR. And I was going to ask you one about Presley. What's the difference between her and Cash, and how's being a dad to a girl different than being a dad to a boy?
She's a girl. I can promise you that. It shows up at an early age. It's she's a lot to handle compared to him. It's so fun to have those kids and to learn that and experience that and. Yes. I mean, if I saw from an early age, it's like, my gosh, she's a girl. There's no question. She's sassy. She's whiny. She's a girl. But we have a ton of fun with it. And she's not a very good sleeper. So other than that, she's awesome. She's a rock star, though. It's so much fun. She's a bully. She pushes Cash around, and he comes whining to me. She's pushing me around like she's half your size. Get with it.
Any other questions for Clint?
All right. I see half of you guys didn't show up. Does that mean they're still at the casino trying to wake up? Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
That you could tell the good boys went to bed early last night and made it here on time. The rest of them got bit by the Vegas bug, it looks like. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Clint.